Today in the show we have Bolsa OTC, Budweiser's beer.eth, the tests for the digital real, and much more. I'm your host, Maurício Magaldi, and this is Block Drops, your weekly digest on blockchain for business. These news are not a form of endorsement, sponsorship, or encouragement for consumption, and are meant for educational purposes only. Last week we mentioned the announcement of the first cycle of Brazilian Central Bank's regulatory sandbox, and today we're commenting a little bit about Brazil OTC, which is a stock exchange more towards tokenization of private debt that will allow not only the tokenization but also will act as a register and a liquidating stock exchange for purchase and sale of these tokenized assets. There are tokenization platforms in Brazil, like the digital assets from Mercado Bitcoin and Liqui. We brought both Daniel Cocchieri from Liqui and Reinaldo Rabelo from Mercado Bitcoin on Block Talks here at the Block Drops podcast. You can check those interviews in the back catalog. But unlike these companies, what the Brazil OTC stocks is going to do is they're going to use R3's Corda as the blockchain of choice for tokenization. And another interesting characteristic of this company is that the company was sort of nurtured within the central bank because they were part of the Lyft initiative, which is coordinated by the Fenasbac and supported by the central bank itself. The CEO of Brazil OTC is a former executive of the Brazilian Stock Exchange, Paulo Oliveira. And according to Paulo Oliveira, the idea is that OTC will democratize the debt emissions using the blockchain technology, and will aim the minimal emission issuance value with $20 million, at a minimum. So this will be under the central bank's sandbox initiative, and will be carried out in the next 6 to 9 months. According to the central bank, the expectation is that the solutions that are made available throughout the year of 2022 and will be made available not only for select customers but to the market wide as well. This is an interesting take to use a permission blockchain on tokenization, but it's no different than what we have seen from the Switzerland markets and also some European markets as well. And it will be interesting to see how the market accommodates that initiative, because the debt market in Brazil can and will be using this to expand. And of course, with the use of blockchain, it will be more affordable for the investors who want to participate in this market, but because of the high cost of entering the market right now, they're unable to do so. From our NFT / metaverse news desk, we're commenting on the entrance of Budweiser in the NFT space. And they announced this in a very interesting way. They partnered with ENS, Ethereum Name Service, which is the name catalog based on the Ethereum blockchain. And they bought the beer.eth or beer.eth domain on ENS, which is itself an NFT, and locked up the name for years to come to use this domain in the Ethereum network. That is part of a broader initiative from Budweiser, which includes the launch of a series of NFTs by the name of Budverse Cans Heritage Edition, which is a series of 1,936 individual NFT collectibles 1936 is the year where the company when the company started releasing in beer in cans. And these NFTs will have elements of classic photos, ads, design documents that are going to span the whole history of the brand itself. And each of those NFTs will bring perks to holders, perks that have yet to be announced. And they will act like keys to the Budverse, unlocking exclusive benefits, rewards, and surprises, as you can read in the brand's official Discord channel. These Budverse cans will be sold in two rarity levels. One is core cans that will go from $4.99 each, and the gold cans, which will sell for $999 each as well. Brands take notice. This will probably what brand experience will look like in the next year, with the whole metaverse concept being expanded, a lot of VC money being poured into the market. This is likely how brands are going to incorporate this new technology into their experiences. And the fact that these NFTs unlock specific experiences, be it in the digital world or in real life, we will see a number of those NFTs increasing price as these benefits are announced as part of the marketing program. So we'll see how the market's going to interact with not only the initial mint and launch, but also as the NFT's life cycle become more clear, as the brands evolve into bringing benefits to holders, we'll see how the prices of these NFTs will also increase accordingly or vary accordingly to the perks that will be announced in the future. So this is likely to become part of the marketing playbook in the years to come. This week, the president of Brazilian Central Bank, Roberto Campos Neto, announced the launch of the Lyft Challenge for the digital real. The idea is that the program will cater to banks, payment institutions, technology companies, and other financial services related companies to develop MVPs around the digital real. The program will be coordinated by the Fenasbac, who already manages the regular Lyft program and is also involved into the digital real development. You can apply for the participation on the program starting January 10th, 2022, until February 11th, 2022. The selected projects will be announced March 4th, and then the products or the projects need to be delivering their solutions by July 29th. Still this year, in December, on the 8th, the YouTube channel of Lyft will have a webinar to discuss about this initiative. And the idea here, according to Rodrigo Henriquez, is that this is be a pumped up Lyft program with a lot of muscle, aiming to allow the digital real to be the next great revolution for the financial services industry. There is no cap on the number of projects. They are looking for the best ideas, according to Rodrigo. The goal of the program is to, throughout the year of 2022, tackle some specific families of use cases, according to the central bank. Delivery versus payment, which is aiming the settlement of transactions with digital assets, be it native digital assets or tokenized assets. Payment versus payment for effects, currency effects exchanges. So this is going to be interesting to see how interoperable this is going to be with other CBDCs across the world. Integration to IoTs, Internet of Things, that are aiming the algorithm settlements or machine-to-machine settlement, which will allow the industry 4.0 to flourish. and also decentralized finance or the DeFi that are aiming to resolve protocol liquidation based on digital currency, both CBDC and other digital assets. Of course, these have to cater to compliance and oversight from the central bank as well. And offline use cases for the digital real. This is one thing that we discussed with Faber Araújo on the Block Talks when he was here with us. So if you haven't yet, I recommend you check that interview, which is super interesting. And we're going to follow this very closely because we're very interested into how the digital real will be shaped and how that will impact in the Brazilian society as well. And because the week was packed full of news, here's more. VideoCoin, rebranded as Vivid Labs and launched a next generation of NFT publishing platform. Grayscale report announced a $1 trillion metaverse opportunity. The World Economic Forum launched a play-to-earn paper, which deals with the gaming aspect of the economy and also the metaverses. The Bahrain Customs announced they're integrating a blockchain infrastructure to their trade single window. Penfolds and Blockbar announced a tokenization of rare wine. Niantic announced a Bitcoin rewards program for the augmented reality app. Amasa announced a partnership with Engine and eFinity to bring the micro-income concept to the metaverses. Binance announced a partnership with Melos Studio for music NFTs. PlayChain announced that they closed a seed round to launch a blockchain gaming factory so you can launch your own blockchain games. The government of Israel announced their CBDC program. Algorand announced a $1.5 billion crypto fund with partnership of TradFi veterans. Snoop Dogg, the rapper, announced a partnership with Kodi to launch NFTs on SuperRare. And Adidas took the plunge and now is a partner, a brand partner for the Bored Apes Yacht Club that we invest in the metaverse. The Block Drops podcast is available on Anchor FM, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, Numis, and iColab. You can reach out to us through Instagram at Block Drops Podcast, on Twitter at Block Drops Pod, and via email blockdropspodcast@gmail.com. Shout outs to the people who shared links you will find in today's episode notes. Otavio Lebarbachon, Peter Bergstrom, Brian de Souza, Simon Taylor, John Hamilton, Claudia Mancini, Brasil NFT, Jeremy Drain, Rubens Einstein, Jason Janowitz, and a special shout out to André Portillo, Nico Sacchi, Lucas Yamamoto for the invitation for the GBBC dinner this week, where I met CEO Sandra Rowe and a bunch of the contributors. I was super flattered for the invitation. It was super nice to meet everybody there. This is all for today. See you next time. Ciao.